Psalm chapter 34. We're going to go through this, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to participate in the service this evening. I trust that you will be willing to do that. The more you help out, the better the service it's going to be. The less you help out, but I'll leave that there. Psalm 34. We're going to look at a few verses through Psalm 34. We're not going to look at everything. 22 verses in the chapter. We're not going to look at all of them. In fact, just a couple for a few points that I want to give to you and something that I've been thinking through again. Like I said, I can't remember what day it was that I came in here and I said, we could easily do it. It just didn't fit to me. I don't know why. I didn't feel like doing church discipline tonight, you know, on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know what it was, but I just said, Lord, we need to do something to praise you. I want it to be more encouraging, I guess. Don't get disillusioned with church discipline as something that's bad. Honestly, we've got to remember that church discipline is something, it's a good thing. It's kind of like, you know, children talking about, you know, discipline from their parents, you know. I mean, no, it's no good, but it is good because it's necessary. And so I just want you to understand that. It's the same kind of mentality, but either way, I just wasn't feeling that it was appropriate for tonight or for this afternoon. And so the Lord led me to this, and I came in here and I prayed. I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me something. You're going to have to do something. I didn't know what to do, and I just prayed. This is one thing. Have you ever tried this? You don't have wisdom. Pray until God does something. And I'm going to tell you something that you have to get in the practice of. You don't know what to do, you pray until God gives you what to do. And you can be assured that he's going to give you something. You might have to pray a while. There have been times that I have known an answer, and God gave it within a couple minutes. There are times when I don't know what to do, and I'm not just talking about preaching. I'm talking about any decision. But even right now, if you want to talk about preaching, there are times that I walk in those doors, and I come in here and I say, all right, Lord, you got to do something. You got to give me a message, and I have no idea what it is. There's certain times that I feel like getting away from what we're doing, you know, whether it's 1 Corinthians or whether it's Esther in the morning. It's just sometimes I just don't feel like it's the right thing to do, and you got to do something different. Like this morning, we didn't look at Esther. We'll probably be back in Esther next week, but it just didn't feel right about it. Now, this would have been 2 weeks ago in the morning, but then, you know, this week with that, and there are times that I, you know, come in and I say, all right, Lord, I have no clue what to do. What is it? And within, you know, 5 minutes, you know, I'm running back to my office, getting a piece of, you know, a legal pad, and I'm just, you know, writing down stuff that the Lord gives me. And sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes, you know, 4 hours after, I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm wanting to go home now, you know, so you got to give me something. But, and sometimes you don't get it then. But you continue to pray until God gives something. But I can assure you, he's going to give something. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not going to leave us. Now, why do I say all that? I'm saying that whatever you think of this afternoon's service, it doesn't bother me because the Lord gave it, okay? So this is what I feel the Lord has given, and it didn't take too long. We got some things together, and I want you to see some neat things, and then I want you to participate. Psalm 34, and I want you to look at verse 1, all right? David is writing. At a difficult time in his life, David is fleeing. He's running from Saul. He runs to the Philistines, and of course, you remember when he pretended to be crazy, and anyway, it was one of those times. And then the king, you know, sees him, and whatever. David is at a difficult time in his life, but notice what he says in verse 1. He said, "I will bless the Lord at all times; his praise shall continually be in my mouth." I want you to see something here this afternoon that I get from this passage, and that's continual praise. David is in the middle of a struggle in his life, and he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. He goes on to say, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, the phrase at all times and continually are very much together. It's an ongoing thing, continually finding ways to praise the Lord. Friends, I want to tell you very practically, this afternoon service is super practical. We've got to continually find things to praise the Lord for, because the burdens of this morning, like we talked about, will suck the life out of us if we aren't continually praising, if we're not finding God's goodness in everything that we go through. He says continually, he says at all times. You know, God is always doing something good. God is always doing something good in your life, even when it seems to be negative. God is doing something good. God is at work. He's doing something good. But can I say, not only is he doing, that is in the present, if I could say. God is doing something good. God is doing something good right now in your lives. Whatever you're going through, God is doing something right now in your lives. But you know, God is not just doing something right now. God has been doing something good in your life. God has been doing things in your life to prepare you and to make you and to be what he wants you to be. God is doing something good. God was doing something good, and God will continue to do something good in your life. That's continual praise. It's when we have this mindset that God has been in the past. God is, God will. There's always something to praise the Lord for then. Always. Because we are living. You know, one of the neat things about God is he's not confined to time, right? God has no time hindrances in his being because he's not bound by time. And so God is good all the time. We as humans are bound by time for right now, but sometimes we got to think out of our bound situation, and we've got to think in God's realm and not in ours. And that means that at any time we can thank the Lord. You say, well, God's not doing it now. But in a sense, he is. Because God is always doing right and doing well for you. And so God's not looking at your life way back when you were a child and now, right now, as you're wherever you're at, and he's not looking into the future. To God, it's all there. Doesn't that boggle your minds a little bit? But we need to live in that. And that's hard. But we need to live in that. And that's when we live that way, that's when we can say God is good. Because you know that he has been, he is, and he is working good for the past, present, and the future. And David could write, even when he is running from Saul, and when he's in all this, he can say, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. At all times. You say, well, there's nothing good, preacher, to praise the Lord for about that. At all times. At all times. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I ask you, we're going to kind of get a little bit closer to where I'm going to have you get involved, but has God been good to you in your life? Past, present, and future. You say, I don't know the future. Well, sure you do. Is God going to be good to you in the future? He is. You see, you got to live in that. You can't fear the future. You got to know that he is going to continually be good. That's kind of what I'm talking about, living in that future. God is going to continue to be good. You say, but I don't know what's going to happen. But that doesn't change God's goodness. No matter what happens, God is good. Okay, so you need to remember that. And David here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Here's the next thing. So first of all, continual praise. The second thing I want you to see in verse 3 is together praise. Together praise. So we're supposed to praise the Lord continually at all times. God's praise should be in our mouths. But look at verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. All right, so here we have David. And David is choosing to live in God's presence all the time. He's choosing to see God's goodness all the time. His praise are continually in his mouth. What does David do in verse 3? He chooses not to live in it on his own life. He chooses to involve other people. He says, you know, I can live my life knowing that God is good and I can praise the Lord continually in my life, but I want to bring other people into this goodness. You realize that sometimes we see God's goodness in our lives and yet we don't bring other people into that. In verse 3, David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. It's almost like he's an invitation. He's calling people to come in. He's calling people to come in and see God's goodness. He says, come with me. And he uses the word together. excuse me, let us exalt his name together. Let's do this together. Let's not just, you know, this couple over here sees God's goodness with this, and this couple over here, they see God's goodness, and these people over here, and they, this person, and that individual single over there sees God's goodness. David gets this idea, and it's an idea from the Lord, because this is God's word. The idea is this. What are we doing sitting around individually just counting God's blessings and naming them one by one? He says, let's get together and count God's blessings and name them one by one. Let's rejoice together at what God has been, is, and is going to do. Let's get together. And so he calls us to come together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I'm not just going to do this by myself. Why don't you come with me? Anybody who wants to, come and let's join in the praise. Let us exalt his name together. Others should see God's goodness. Others should hear of God's goodness. Others should praise together with us for God's goodness. There's no doubt in my mind that I have no clue how God was good to you this week. How do I know that? Because God's always good. But I don't know it because you didn't tell me about it. Now, some of you might say, Pastor, I told you. Okay, maybe I don't remember everything. But sometimes I don't know how good God was in your life because you didn't tell me. And I'm not blaming you. I didn't tell you either. The point is that we do this together. Together praise. There's continual praise. There's together praise. And I like here, drop down. There's many verses here, but I like verse 8. You're probably very familiar with verse 8. We have continual praise in verse 1. Verse 3 tells us about together praise. And I like verse 8 because it's inviting praise. It's inviting praise. Notice verse 8. He says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I like this part of it because David is not only, I mean, he certainly is praising the Lord all the time. But then he said, listen, let's get together and praise the Lord. And in that getting together and praising the Lord, he's trying to compel the people. He said, listen, he said, come in here because you need to see what God's goodness as well. Very inviting. He said, listen, if you would only give yourself to this good God, you could see that he's good as well. Why don't you just open your mouth wide and let me fill it because I've got good things for you. And when we, I really believe this, a very simple, one of the most simple message I've ever put together, you know, in a few minutes. I want to tell you, when we get an attitude of praising the Lord for his goodness and we start counting the Lord's blessings and we start recognizing, wow, God is really good. When we start pulling people in and, you know, let's praise the Lord together. When we start doing that, I want to tell you, it's going to compel people to, boy, I want what that guy has. Boy, that was really good what God did, you know, in their life. I would love something like that. Get somebody hungry. I'm going to tell you something. When we get together and we praise the Lord, it causes people to become hungry for what God, for God's goodness. I don't know about you, but I love to hear the testimonies of other people. I love to see what God has been doing in people's hearts and lives. And it is an encouragement. It's an encouragement. You might be able to tell me something this afternoon that I didn't know, that God did this week, and it would floor me to where I'd say, wow, God is so good. That just encourages me. Who knows who needs to be encouraged with what God has done in your life? Now, some of you are getting a little nervous. Where are you going with this, Pastor? So now you're going to call upon us to tell about God's goodness. I am. Here's what I'd like to do. There's something that I don't know that we've ever done this before. And it's not just going to be testimony time. In fact, you can share any testimony you want to of God's goodness. But there's going to be something specific I'm going to ask you to participate with. It's 2 o'clock. Some of you are getting tired, so you need to wake up. And so no better way than, no, we're not going to sing this afternoon. But what I want to do is, and I know I'm doing this spur of the moment, you said I didn't get time to plan. Good, because maybe you'll share it. Don't worry about planning. The more you plan, the more likely you'll probably not say anything, okay? Here's what I'd like to hear. It's going to be specific. I think it would be neat for us to hear, and some parameters on this. It needs to be not long, short. It needs to be short, okay? I don't want you going on for a long time, but what we want to do is open it up to you, and I want to hear your salvation testimony. There are so many people in here that you tell me that you're saved, and I'm trusting you, but I have no clue. about your salvation testimony. When did it happen? What were you doing? Now, again, we're not looking for 15 minutes of you sharing about that, although it's a wonderful testimony that you want to share for 15 minutes. If Frank were here, we would hear for, 2.5 hours. And that's because he loved his testimony, and we loved it too. But in fact, we heard a lot of that testimony at his funeral there, and that's good. We're not looking for that tonight. In fact, I'll tell you, and I'm not limited to 5 seconds, but I'm saying what we're looking for is just something about, I remember back when I was whatever, and the Lord showed me this, and maybe it's family devotion. It's just, something, and I hesitate to even put parameters because I don't want you to think that you don't have to look at your watches, when somebody starts, or your own watch. It's just something just for, 30 seconds, a minute and a half. It doesn't need to be long, but just something. Why? You say, Pastor, why? Because I think that we ought to share how God's been good to us. I think we ought to hear, I never knew that about you. I didn't know how you came to Christ. I didn't know that that happened. There's this idea of looking in the past, seeing where we are now and what God is doing in the future. There's this idea of joining together and praising the Lord for what he's done. There's this idea of compelling other people to see the goodness of God in our lives that I think are important. And so, I don't know, it was kind of a brainstorm idea, but I thought, let's open it up and just briefly, how did you get saved? I'd love to hear because in many cases, maybe I've heard, but in some cases I have not heard. The exact way that you came to know Christ. And so it's going to be very informal. Zach, do you have the... Zach actually has the microphone. I know that's going to intimidate some of you, don't give me that microphone. But why the microphone? Because we want people to hear. The whole point of this is so that people can hear what has been done. Please don't let it scare you. Honestly, I almost said it, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. If you don't participate, the service is going to be done, okay? Because that's all we have. And it's not that we're looking to go for the rest of the afternoon either. I know some of you would like to get home and relax and rest, but I want to tell you, I think there's some blessing to hearing about how you came to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, okay? So we're going to open it up, and so I'm going to ask Zach if he can do his best to get around. Somebody raise their hand. I'll direct, and you can get over there, and just be patient. Zach will get over there, and if you can just again, very succinctly tell us what God did in your life and how it changed your life, and that would just be huge. And I think it would be encouraging to the rest of us and what God did in your life.